The American Southwest Conference title and the automatic bid to the NCAA playoffs on the line in Belton this afternoon as number 25 Texas Lutheran looks to knock off number 2 Mary Hardin Baylor. Mike McBride back with you, and I'm joined by TLU head coach Carl Gustafson. Coach, this is the matchup your guys spent 7 weeks incrementally working toward after that season-opening loss to Hendricks. Your team's in control of its own destiny with a shot at the defending national champs on their home field. So what's your read on the mindset and the approach to this opportunity after the week of practice leading up to game time?
Well, we understand, our players understand, we have to play a great game, but we've prepared to do that. Our guys are ready to go. They're really focused. This is a determined group of young men that has had tremendous leadership from our seniors all year. We're fixing to go play our best game. We'll need to, but we're fixing to go play our best game.
And alluding to that, the 12 penalties and the win over Belhaven, everyone hoping that's just an aberration. They hadn't really been a problem since the opener, and obviously facing a team that is very unforgiving of those miscues.
Right. And our guys know. I mean, we cannot make those mistakes and stay in a game with Mary Hardin Baylor. But we've had a great week of preparation. Our guys, when we sat down and watched the game video this last Sunday, they understand. They're smart. I don't think we're going to be self-inflicting things today. Mary Hardin Baylor, we don't need to be doing that because we're going to have our hands full versus these guys. But there is no indicator that our guys have been questioning whether they can play with these guys or not. They know they can. They know they've got to go play their best game. And so we fully expect that.
Both the defenses in this matchup are loaded with accomplished players. The Crusaders, Kevon Shepherd and Joey Longoria up front. The linebacker, Tevin Jones, the conference's leading tackler, and the safety, Jefferson Fritz, defensive player of the year last season. As you look to run the ball and control the clock against a defense that gives up less than 2 yards a carry, how do you generate openings to make that happen?
I mean, we've got to do what we do. We just have to do it better. We've got a good game plan. Put a lot of responsibility all season on our offensive line. They've always come through. This will be our biggest challenge. You know, the laws of physics apply in football. The bigger, stronger, more powerful you are. They've got an impressive front, great linebacker core, and as you mentioned, the secondary is as good as I've seen, period, at any level. We've got to play to the whistle. And we've got to go out and execute and understand that a 4 yard play on first down is a good play, and be patient and go for explosives at certain times, but be patient and just have confidence in what we do every week. We're not going to change ourselves at this point. We just got to go play really well.
And they've really spread the ball around offensively. Jace Hammock, an efficient quarterback. Joval McDaniel, gifted running back, the freshman. And John L. Reed, an explosive receiver, big target at 6'2 and 205, but really starts with their offensive line, no matter who they throw it to or hand it off to. So how critical is it to counter that size and their power with your speed in the front seven and make those big guys uncomfortable?
They have controlled the line of scrimmage in every game that we've seen on video. So we've got a big challenge. We've got a lot of confidence on the defensive side of the ball. We feel like we can match up. Coach Mott and our defensive coaches have come up with a great game plan. We've just got to go execute it. You got to play hard, and that effort till in between the whistles determines so much of your success or failure in this game. I know that our guys are going to spend it all today.
Special teams has always been a strength for Mary Hardin Baylor as well. They've thrived on dominating field position as part of their championship formula. Their kick placement, coverage, return game, all terrific again here in 2019. Anthony Avila is a threat to score points if they cross midfield. Have you seen the progress in those areas with your bunch? We know that you put a big emphasis on it to make special teams a closer matchup than years past with these guys.
Right. It seems like you know, many contests versus them, we will be playing with them, and then something happens in the kicking game, and then the floodgates open. Obviously, we can't allow that. We feel like we've got strong units in every phase of the special teams. We're going to have to play really well. They've got dangerous returners, great kicking game. We've got to counter that. We feel really good about ours. We've had, a great week of preparation. We just got to go execute.
Coach, we thank you for the time. Best of luck in the conference title showdown with Mary Hardin-Baylor. For TLU head coach Carl Gustafson, I'm Mike McBride, and we're back with the starting lineups after the break on KWED, SeguinToday.com, and TLUBulldogs.com.